Hi, everybody. We're coming to you from Denver Relief on Broadway in Denver, Colorado, where we're sitting here at a book signing with Robert Platschorn. Bobby Toon is here. He's got a new book, Greed and Evil, he's showing off here. We got plenty of copies of Black Tuna Diaries, now in its seventh printing. How are things going, Bobby? Good to see you.
Things are going great. I came into town for the High Times Cannabis Cup. I'll be at the Cup. Everybody can stop by the Silver Tour booth on their way up to the 420 booth and say hello, take a picture. It's been really great, and Greed and Evil is now getting a lot of attention because it exposes the people who are spending a small fortune to keep marijuana illegal. People like the private prison system. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't even exist without marijuana prisoners. You know, private prisons don't take violent prisoners. They don't take gang members. They don't particularly like bank robbers. They love marijuana prisoners because they're docile. They don't need a lot of supervision. They just want to do their time and go home to their families. And they're willing to work in the factories. You know that the factories in private prisons today are taking more good, high-paying manufacturing jobs away from American industry than is China. Mm-hmm. There are more manufacturing jobs being done in private prisons now than have been farmed out to China. And it's something we've got to stop. How do you stop it? Legalize marijuana, and they will fold like a house of cards.
And that's why they're fighting so much against it. And you've detailed this in Greed and Evil.
Detailed it, talked about how they get their money. You know that here in the United States, in most of the states that have private prisons, they have to guarantee a 90% occupancy rate to the private prison corporation. Now, you can imagine what that does to the judges, the police, the entire legal system in that state, because they've got to pay for those beds whether they're occupied or not. So they go out of their way to see that they're occupied, which means more marijuana offenders are going to get jail time because of private prisons. And once they're in, it's hard for them to get loose, because now the private prison corporations are doing the parole and probation. And one of the things they mandate is that you work in their industries. It is really a vicious, vicious circle that is very hard to escape from. And the other group that surprises most people that we talk about in depth in Greed and Evil is the rehab industry. Today, it is a multi-billion dollar business. You see them advertise on television all over the country. And almost all of their marijuana admittances are sent by the courts.
Yep.
And they're not people who have a marijuana habit, because they've been piss tested a dozen times over 30 to 90 days before they're admitted to the program. So when they get into one of these very expensive rehab centers, and most of them cost about $30,000 for marijuana rehab.
Wow.
They collect it from the taxpayers because the court sent them, but they very often double bill and collect it from the attendee as well. So if you're sentenced, they're going to try and get 30 grand from you and 30 grand from the state.
Mm.
You know where it all started, though? With a company called Straight Incorporated that was started by Mel and Betty Sembler. That eventually morphed into the Drug Free America Foundation, DFAF. And today, DFAF operates under almost 100 different pseudonyms. Keep our neighborhoods clean, save our children, the American Anti-Drug Foundation. They're all fronts for DFAF. And Straight Incorporated, which, of course, was shut down by the state authorities everywhere they had a unit, because they were actually kidnapping and torturing children.
Sorry about that.
Telling parents that if they didn't send their kids, they would go to hell, they would end up in prison. that they'd be committed to a mental institution. And so far, they've been closed down for about 10 years, but there's over 150 suicides on record associated with Drug Free America Foundation. And that was the real beginning of the rehab industry in this country. And they were known for triple billing. They billed the state, they billed the insurance company, and then they'd sue the parents for the entire amount. In the book, there's a list of over 100 lawsuits, either against Drug Free America Foundation or Straight Incorporated, and against the families whose children were virtually destroyed.
We're here with
Drug Free America Foundation.
We're here with Robert Platscher, and he's author of Black Tuna Diaries and the new Greed and Evil. We're here at a book signing. We've got a gentleman checking out one of the books. If you're interested, Robbie's right here. Don't even worry about me here.
Yeah, they're $19.95 and a nickel for the signature. Of course, my wife said it wasn't worth a penny.
We've also got silver tour pins here. Should Grandma smoke pot? I know you've got ideas as far as, you know, Greed and Evil is now out and people are learning about that. You've also got ideas as far as spreading the truth about cannabis and targeting some very effective markets to do that.
You know, I started the Silver Tour, which is a federal nonprofit. It's donations are tax exempt. I started it because Prop 19 in California was lost for want of a senior vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that nobody was talking to seniors, no one was educating seniors. Seniors had no idea the efficacy and all of the things that they could use medical marijuana for and all of the medications they could get off if they would substitute medical marijuana. So I started the Silver Tour. We put on live shows all over the country at big senior communities with audience of 200, 400, 600. I'd bring a doctor, patients, nurses, and lawyers to tell them how to change the law. Because above all, we tell people, don't break the law, change the law, and here's how you can do it. And we've had a pretty great success record. The demand for Silver Tour shows was so high that we put it in the form of an infomercial, Should Grandma Smoke Pot, our TV show, and that's been seen in about a dozen states on 20 different television stations. And like an infomercial, it was shown three or four or five times a week for months. And then as more and more states legalized medical marijuana, the problem was everyone was afraid that the feds would come in and shut it down. Nobody knew what the situation was. And so I had an idea, and I raised some donations. And we took 150 people to Washington, D.C., to the House of Representatives. The purpose was to lobby the federal government not to interfere in legal states. And about 30 days after, they saw 100 seniors, people in wheelchairs, people with canes, asking for marijuana. We got the Holder memo, and that was a pretty big deal, because it gave a green light to even more states to legalize medical marijuana, knowing the feds had said they will not interfere. And then we got the second Holder memo, which was even stronger. This past January, I took over 400 people to the state capitol in Tallahassee, mostly veterans and seniors, begging the legislature to allow them to get this important medicine, to allow legal medical marijuana. And we had the whole top floor of the Capitol building. We made quite an impression. Everything the Silver Tour's done, every penny we've raised, has always had a home before we raised it. People knew exactly what they were going to donate for. And now we're planning a national radio campaign. Silver Tour facts. Things like this. Did you know, according to the DEA, that in states with legal medical marijuana, teen use has not gone up and very often has gone down? Did you know that according to, let's start again, Did you know that according to a study at the University of South Florida and published in the Journal of Neuroscience, that not only does cannabis stave off the onset of Alzheimer's, they believe it may actually prevent it completely. In fact, according to a study at the University of Ohio, Dr. Gary Wenk, people who use marijuana get Alzheimer's at a much, much lower rate than those that don't. Those are the kind of messages we're sending out in this radio campaign. We will be in at least 40 major markets several times a day at a cost of about $5,000 a week for close to 1,000 spots, 30-second spots. That's really cheap. I've made a really great deal with one of the largest chains of stations. And we're going to be on the stations that seniors, vets, mature people listen to. Talk radio, news radio, and the oldies.
There we go.
I love oldies. And the fact is, you can reach more people with radio today than TV because there's only a couple of stations in each market that people listen to.
Sure.
But with television today, you've got 200 channels in even the smallest markets. So, that's what we're up to, a radio campaign. And the Silver Tour is just going national radio.
Excellent work. The SilverTour.org still?
SilverTour.org still.
Right on. We're here with Robert Platshorn. He's the author of Greed and Evil and The Black Tuna Diaries. And you're welcome to come on over and take a look at the table, any of the stuff that we've got out here. We're just shooting the breeze here. And you're based in Florida, of course, and Florida just narrowly missed passing its amendment after Sheldon Adelson dropped about, what, $5 million in the campaign there?
$5 million, but he had a very pragmatic reason. He's been trying to get a casino license in Florida for many, many years. And about a month ago, the state announced they were granting a license to him for a non-Native American casino resort in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Whoa.
First one in the state.
Yeah.
And so, from his way of thinking, that was $5 million well spent. But for the millions of patients and future patients in Florida, it was really bad news. We needed 60% of the vote. We got 58%. And we needed 60 because it was a constitutional amendment, just like a national constitutional amendment requires two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
We got more votes than the governor. We got more votes than anybody who was running for office. The people in Florida made it very clear that they want access to medical marijuana, safe, legal access. And that's what the Silver Tour is all about. This national radio campaign, of course, will be heavily run in Florida from one end to the other, especially central and northern Florida. They know me pretty well in southern Florida.
Yeah.
We got that.
Got that.
The exit polls from South Florida were overwhelmingly in favor.
Really?
Yeah. But central and northern Florida was where the balance was tipped, and we're going to have a lot of information out there. Really, for the first time. It should have been done before, but we weren't able to raise the funds to do it.
Is that 58% having an effect on the legislature, though? Do they feel the pressure now?
They not only feel the pressure of the 58%, they know that in the next election, which is a presidential election, they'll get a much bigger turnout than they did in the by-election, and that there'll be a much bigger youth turnout. They know for fact certain it'll pass. Right now, it's polling at 82%.
Wow.
So, in order to avoid it as an issue, the Republicans in the state who have been blocking it, they don't want Jeb Bush, who they are pretty sure is going to be their candidate, to face a large Democratic turnout and a youth turnout. And the only way to avoid it would be to pass something in the legislature before 2016. And there are two Republican bills in the legislature. Unfortunately, there's still a number of very powerful Republicans who cater to their base in northern Florida, and they've got to be against it. That's where their money's coming from. So we'll see. But there's a lot of impetus in several southern states to get something passed to avoid it being an issue in 2016. But it's going to be.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. You know, for somebody who was in prison for 30 years for marijuana, this is a really happy time. In most interviews, people ask me, aren't you resentful? Don't you get angry when you think about now it's legal and you spent 30 years in jail? No, I don't. I'm working very hard to make sure that it doesn't remain illegal, to make sure that other people don't go to prison, to make sure that a lady with Crohn's disease doesn't crap in her diaper for want of a joint.
Right. And you know, it
comes down to how many millions of people with cancer can be helped with medical marijuana. The man who's going to be working with me in the booth at the Cannabis Cup, Jimmy McShane. Jimmy was put into hospital in hospice ward to die. He had a brain cancer the size of a golf ball, a very big golf ball. He had pancreatic cancer and reoccurring lung cancer. Looked like he had just gotten out of Auschwitz. Mm. Nothing but a skeleton, eyes sunken. And none of us expected Jimmy to get out of the hospital. He finally decided he was going to practice what he preached. Chemo was doing him no good and was killing him. He went on the oil, and
yes.
Within a week, he was strong enough to leave the hospital. A couple of weeks later, he called me down in Florida. He said, "Bobby, I got to get my story out." And he came down to Florida, and we taped a short TV interview with him that's been shown hundreds of times. Jimmy's alive, healthy, and if you want to see an old guy having a great time with a couple of good-looking old barracudas, go on Facebook and look at Jimmy McShane. He's a great guy, and he's going to be here if you want to meet him at the Tuna booth, the Silver Tour booth.
Excellent. That's the High Times Cannabis Cup this coming weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. 3 days. You can find Robert Platschorn there and his books, Greed and Evil and Black Tuna Diaries. You can also get yourself a nice pin, some bumper stickers.
I got some Should Grandma Smoke Pot t-shirts.
Oh, we got t-shirts too.
Yeah, if you've never seen Should Grandma Smoke Pot, you can find it on YouTube. It's run on commercial TV stations all over the country. And you can represent. There's bumper stickers and t-shirts.
Right on. He's at Bobby Tuna Online on Twitter and Facebook, I know for sure. Do you have a Instagram?
Yes. I think that's Bobby Tuna as well, or Black Tuna. And now I'm on something even more exciting for the cannabis community. I'm on Mass Roots.
Yes.
Mass Roots is the Instagram for cannabis people, only better. It carries more information. It's got better posts. It's easier to post. Mass Roots is going to be the everything for the cannabis activists. It'll probably replace weed maps for a lot of them. And it's a more acceptable format for people coming into the cannabis community. They've already got, I think, over 150,000 people on Mass Roots.
Hmm.
You post just like Instagram, only it's easier. You can post from your computer. Instagram, you got to post from
right.
the camera,
right.
which is a pain in the butt.
Yes.
Especially when you have all your pictures
on the
Facebook
computer.
Or on your computer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really neat. I'm having fun with Mass Roots. I post all the time.
And people want to get your books that might not be at the Cup. They can get them online somehow?
They can go to thesilvertour.org, go to the Stash House. They can go to greedandevil.com and get both books. They can go to blacktunadiaries.com, preview Black Tuna Diaries and order the books. Lots of ways.
All right. There's no excuse. Get your copies now. Support Robert Platschorn, because every dollar that goes to Bobby is worth at least $10 in good politicking that we get with the seniors, the people we really need to be in this movement. Thank you so much for doing it.